Hallelujah.
Good morning, good morning. Anyone else join us here on the Master's Call this morning?
Charlie Lewis, Cedar Hill, Texas.
Praise
All
God.
Right, welcome. Good morning, Charlie Lewis.
Good morning, good morning.
Cedar Hill, Texas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. I hear that we are recording now, and this is Tammy in South Carolina, and we want to welcome you to the Master's Call, all of you, and you can hear that we are just so blessed in the Lord this morning. As we go before his throne of grace, I'm so excited about everything that the Lord is doing. Father, we come before you this morning so humbly, Lord God, but full of cheer and full of your love. Father, I thank you this morning for all of these callers who have called into the Master's Call. Lord God, we are so thankful to lift you up this morning. We are just overflowing with the joy of the Lord. We thank you for your glory being shone on us this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you have shone that glory on our founders, Lord God, for the Artists International Company, the Diaz de Leon family, and Lord God, for all of the artists distributors on this call. Father, we are so thankful for your love and your grace, or for even those who are listening to this call at another time. God, we are so thankful, Lord God. We just give you the glory and the honor for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you that you are a shield about them. Lord, we thank you that you are their refuge and their fortress. But God, you are their shepherd. Lord, we thank you for their countenance. From your countenance that shines upon them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they are the living epistle that they are. We thank you, Lord, that they were obedient to make the Master's Call, a call that has become a body of Christ that is strong and powerful. Father, we thank you that it's doing mighty work for the kingdom of God. We thank you that you continue to encourage them, continue to enlist them, lift them up, Lord God, higher to higher heights and to soar to new levels. Father, we thank you for every need shall be met. We thank you for doing it exceedingly abundantly, even in these last days of 2012, Father, as they claim a new season. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this line. We thank you for the word of God which shall come on this line. We thank you for the woman of God, Minister Willow, who will bring your word forth on today. God, we thank you that you've already poured a word into her. God, we thank you that she will pour that word out into us. We thank you, Lord, that she will speak it with the boldness of Christ, which she ought to speak. We thank you, Lord, that we shall receive it with love and open arms. Father, we thank you, Lord, for protections on this line, that we shall hear the word of God unentered, uninterrupted. Father, we speak the victory over every demonic force, every demonic principality, every demonic power in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line and over every person that's on this line. We give you all the glory this morning, and we say amen in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to turn the call over this morning to my sister in Christ who will be hosting the call, Minister Robin, my spiritual mother this morning. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, precious. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone on the call. Thank you so much, Sister Tammy, for greeting the people, clearing the airways. Family, you are filled with the joy of the Lord, and I am so glad that I'm part of your family on the Master's Call. And my name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I say glory to God in the highest. We love you. Thank you for joining us on the TMC Call. Our call is a powerful call, and just as Sister Tammy said, it was founded by Dr. P.K. Robert. Good morning, Dr. P.K. We love you. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Good morning, Dr. V. We love you. It's an awesome call. We put God first in every single thing that we do. We share the word of God. We have scripture. We also are being encouraged. We are being enhanced. We are believers who are going forward, and we are sharing the good news of Jesus. Our mission statement, just as I said, we are to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered. As we go and we start our day as a believer. And just like I said, we share scriptures, and we have one that we stand on. It is in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord." And in the morning, first thing in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And that's what we do. Many of you have said that, and we make sure that that's how we live our lives, because he is our strength, he is our joy, and he is our peace. Glory to God. We have an email address for you. You can send your praise reports, your prayer requests, whatever's going on in your life, share it with us. We would love to just rejoice, no matter what state or country we're in, we will rejoice with you. And that you can send to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We have a website, family and friends. It is also the Master's Morning Call. WordPress.com. Every message has been archived from our first day, which was October 25th, 2010. So we are strong, we are continuing to grow, and we are just honored that you have joined us. As I say to you, this is our inspiration. We start the day off with the word, and then immediately following this call, we go to our motivational call. And that is being hosted by our very own godmother. Good morning, godmother. And that's Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And that phone number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. Well, I'll come back later on with additional announcements for you. But we want the woman of God to come forward and bring us the word. She is a minister of the gospel. She is a woman of God. She is blessed. She's one of our prayer warriors, Sister Willa Peterson. She is a member, an active member of Living Word Christian Center. She's a mom. She's a devoted wife. And most importantly, she loves to pray. She's on the evangelism team, and she goes forward telling people about God and leading souls to the Lord. So without further ado, I am going to call my sister forward, who I love. She's one of our greeters in the morning. Sister Willa, are you there? Come forward, Minister Willa.
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you. I love you. It's all yours.
I love you back, and thank you for that warm introduction. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, for the opportunity to bring the Word of God to the people of God this morning. And thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for that powerful opening prayer. Thank you, my TMC brothers and sisters, for your faithfulness to this call. You know I love all of you dearly. I pray that this message that God has put on my heart to share with you at the end of 2012 and 2013, and as we step into 2013, will be a blessing to your life. I heard the main focus of this message maybe a couple of years ago, and it blessed me so much, and I hope it will be as much a blessing to you as it was to me. And I've entitled this message, Stepping Into Your Breakout and Breakthrough Season. And I got that because yesterday we heard a wonderfully inspiring message presented by Pastor Chuck, which was a part of the series he's been teaching on living life without options. And yesterday, I believe it was subtitled, Doubt is Not an Option. Well, one of my favorite verses, my passages in the Bible is Joshua. It's about Joshua. I love Joshua. I have been encouraged by it so many times. But for the sake of time today, I'm going to focus on the second half of verse 11. Although when you get an opportunity, go and read Joshua 1, verses 1 through 11. The second half of verse 11 says, Pass through the camp. And command the people, saying, Prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you. It was said that General Douglas MacArthur said Joshua was probably one of the greatest military generals to have lived on earth. The thing I like about Joshua is that he accomplished the impossible in spite of incredible odds and opposition. Joshua's entire life was a battle. When you read about the life of Joshua, you would discover that Joshua is a man who had to fight so much, even for the things that God had given him. He fights opposition against himself, again, one battle at a time. I'm sure someone on this call can relate, because you have had to fight in spite of what God has promised you. One battle after another, just like Joshua, you keep going and going, and you never give up. The background of Joshua 1 is that they are on the verge of crossing into the Promised Land. They have been out in the wilderness for 40 years. Now the time has come, and they are ready to cross the Jordan River and possess the land that the Lord their God has given them. God says to Joshua in verse 11, Again, within 3 days, you will cross over this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess. God says, Joshua, you have made tremendous, you have tremendous blessings ahead of you. You have a tremendous future ahead of you. I am going to do some dynamic things in your life, God says, that you must take possession of the things that even the things I have given you. The future has some blessings for you, Joshua, but you are going to have to take possession. Well, I want you to know, my family, that life is full of a mixture of blessings and battles. Even for the things that God has your name on it, sometimes you still have to fight for it. Even though God has ordained some things in your life to happen, you must understand that life is a mixture of not just blessings, but a mixture of blessings with the battles. Anything God has for us is worth fighting for. So God says to Joshua, Joshua, I'm going to bless you. You are getting ready to possess your future. I am getting ready to do some great things in your life, Joshua. But before these things happen, Joshua, there are some things that you have to do. So in Joshua chapter 1, God gives Joshua a pep talk. And it may have gone something like this. Joshua, I know you are going to be in battle for the next 20 years, but I want to encourage you, Joshua, even though you are going to be in battle for the next 20 years, I will give you three simple principles that will sustain you for the rest of your life. And God went on to say, Joshua, I know that even though you're going to enter battle, even though I said that there are some things, your name on it, there are some precepts to govern you. So when you go through those difficult times, Joshua, you will be able to overcome. You will be able to make it. You will have something to cling on to. My family, as we close out 2012, there may be some things that you didn't accomplish that you're saying, man, I didn't reach my goal. I didn't overcome and overtake. I didn't do the things God had for me. You may be saying, Lord, I heard your voice. You revealed the promises to me, but it appears that I am stuck in the same place where I was last year, even though you had my name on those promises. You may be saying, God, reassure me that I would be successful in my artist business. If there's any other business or any other endeavor that God has given you, and you're looking at the end of 2012, without meeting your goals, without finishing strong. Well, today, my dear TMC family, you are going to get a running start into 2013 with these simple, easy-to-follow, not difficult at all, principles that God gave to Joshua. You see, God is blessing us. However, there are times when things come up and we can't see the blessings for the calamity. Then we start to feel like, oh, God, am I on the right track? Am I doing what you want me to do? I want to give you these precepts from the Word of God where God promises us success. They will help to sustain you even during those difficult moments. Twice in chapter 1, God tells Joshua that he is going to be successful. Joshua, he had a simple strategy that we can apply to our lives today that he gave to Joshua. Joshua's response in life and Joshua's response to God telling him to get ready is in verses 10 and 11. Joshua ordered the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, 'Prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over the Jordan to go and to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you.'" Joshua told them to get their supplies ready. My TMC family, Joshua heard the Lord speaking to him about his promised success and the reassurance that God would be with him, and immediately Joshua devised a plan. God will not lead us to do anything wrong. The Word tells us that my sheep know my voice, and the voice of another I will not follow. So if God tells us to make that he has a promise for us and that he will not leave us or forsaken us, then he will be with us wherever we go. We will have to be strong and of good courage. How much more assurance then if God has told us that with those promises that it's difficult for us to come up with a plan to realize the promises that God has for us. So the first thing that we have to do is to make a plan. We must set up a plan. God told Joshua, I have a future for you, Joshua, but you can't do it without a plan. So if God has plans, what would make us think that we don't have to have plans? And don't we know that God has plans for our lives? He has a plan for our future. And if he has a plan, we have to have a plan as well. We have to follow his plan. And if we don't plan, somebody else will make the plan for us. And we certainly don't want that to happen. And in verse 2, God says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses and Joshua were very close. Joshua had been with Moses for approximately 80 years. However, after the death of Moses, Joshua had to let go in order to be obedient in stepping into the future God had for him. One of the ways to prepare for the future is to let go of the past. The past can sometimes paralyze you. Sometimes we let the past relationships keep us from what God has for us. Maybe it's a death. Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe it's a friend that we've fallen out of friendship with. Maybe it's an old flame that you just can't get out of your head. Or maybe it's a job where we got fired months ago. But the thing that is going to keep you from the plan God has for you is holding on to the things that God never had for us. One of the ways to get what God has for us is to let go of that which God never had intended for us to have. I have come to tell somebody this morning that as soon as you let go of it, you can possess what God has for you. So let it go, let it go, let it go. Sometimes there are things that we need to bury. There are some things that we need to eulogize. We may even have to funeralize it. You may even have to cry. But in order to get to where God wants you to be, you have to let it go. And being obedient and setting up a plan, you will see that it is much better than what we are holding on to. Whatever those things are that we are holding on to that will keep us from our plan, let it go. Proverbs 13:16 tells us that a wise man thinks ahead. The first key to how to possess your future, number one, as I said, is to set up a plan. Evaluate your life. Now, if you were to describe have a phrase or a word that would best describe your plan for 2013, what would it be? Would you say, oh, Willa, my plan is tight? Or would you say, I thought about it? Would you say, it's minimal, it's kind of vague? Or would your response be none? If we want to possess the thing God has for us, even the things with a name on it, we have to set up a plan. Now, the key to getting everything that God has for us is we have to set up a plan. But the number two thing is that we have to have the ability to stay in the Word of God. God told Joshua that he was going to be in battle for the next 20 years. But the thing that was going to get him through, it was could he follow the instructions that God gave him? The same applies to us today. Can we follow the instruction God gives us about our plans? The Word of God is the instruction book for our lives. It is our manual for how we deal with disappointments and fight the battles of life. Verse 7 says to be strong and very courageous. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. How many of you want to prosper wherever you go? Whether it's in the boardroom, the classroom, your home, your office, wherever you go, how many of you want to be successful? The key to being successful is to make sure that you don't turn to the right or to the left. Don't get sidetracked. You see, I have discovered that it's very easy to get distracted, but the only way to get to what God has for you is to stay in the Word. If the Word is not in a thing, then you don't want to have anything to do with it. In verse 8, God says, don't let the book of the law depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. Now, day and night, that sounds like all the time to me. God wants us to be prosperous and have success. The point is God's promise to success has absolutely nothing to do with our ability. Our success is not tied to our network or our education, although don't get me wrong, both are good. But our success is tied to the plan that God has for us and the ability to stay in the Word in order to be prosperous and successful. You might ask, now, if I'm going to be successful and prosperous, how do I stay in the Word? Well, my friends and my family, I am glad you asked. Number one, in order to be successful and prosperous, don't let the Word of God depart from your mouth. That means talk about the Word. Number two, meditate on the Word day and night. That means to think about the Word. Number three, be careful to do everything written in the Word. That means to live the Word. So if you want to be successful, you have to talk the Word, think the Word, and live the Word. When we stay in the Word, we can't help but be prosperous and successful. If we're going to be successful, number one, we have to have a plan. Number two, we have to stay in the Word. And number three, we have to step out on faith. The way that we get what God has for us is to just step out in faith. Faith is an action word. People think faith is something you believe. However, it's more than that. It's just knowing that it is about action. You know that a chair can hold you, but it's not faith until you sit down. Three times in the passages, it says to be strong and of good courage. That's in verses 6, 7, and 9. Don't let anything distract you or discourage you. Don't let anything disappoint you. The background is that the children of Israel had been wandering in the desert for 40 years. They had opportunity after opportunity. They had a chance before 40 years ago. However, they blew it. I am glad to know that we serve a God that whenever we mess up, he gives us another chance. They were standing at the edge of the Jordan River, ready to cross over into the new land. I can see them now. They were standing there ready to break out and break through, knowing that in any moment when they crossed over, it was going to be an act of aggression. They knew that as they crossed the river, they were going to have to fight. The moment they crossed over the other side, every obstacle was going to break out and break loose in their lives. On the other side of that river, there were seven enemy nations, every one of them larger than the Israelite nations. Israel did not even have an army. They had just been released from slavery they had been in for some 400 years. There were a bunch of farmers, wives, and children. They didn't even have an army, and they were going to cross over the river. And the Lord says, be strong, be courageous, because he says, as long as I am with you, remember, I am with you. So be determined, be confident, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you where? Wherever you go. God wants them just as God wants them to be confident. That's what he wants from us. You can do without a lot of things, but one thing you cannot do without, and that is the Lord being with you wherever you go. The Lord is with you in everything we do, in everything we say. He says that I'm here to tell somebody today that whose back might be up against the wall, you can make it, my dear brother and sister, because the Lord is with you wherever you go. So be strong and of good courage. Because God is with you, you can fight down the demons of hell. Because God is with you, you can fight down the fiscal cliff. Because God is with you, you can fight down a mortgage crisis. Because God is with you, you can fight down a family issue. Because God was with you, you have everything you need. God is with you. You can be confident because you are a king's kid and you are on a kingdom assignment. And God has never sponsored a flop. So my TNC family, God is with you. All we have to do is to be obedient, make a plan, stay in the Word, and step out of faith. Whenever God calls you to do something that requires faith, there's going to always be two enemies. I call them cousins. And they try to stop you from getting what God has for you. They are fear and discouragement. Fear keeps us from getting started, and discouragement keeps us from continuing what God says we ought to finish. Don't let fear overtake you, and don't let discouragement overtake you. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The thing I like about Joshua is that he is a man of courage. Courage is not about not having fear. It's about moving ahead in spite of your fear. So focus on these three principles that God gave Joshua as you break out of your rut and break through the plan in 2013, that God has ordained you for you before the beginning of the world, because God is with you wherever you go. Have a plan. We know we have to have a plan. Stay in the Word. Let it meditate on that Word day and night. And step out on faith into your promise that God has for you in 2013. I pray that this Word has been a blessing to you. I greet you, my sisters and brother, with the love of the Lord. Go out and make that plan happen in Jesus' name. I will now turn the call back over to our host, Minister Robin.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Minister Tiffany, will you please come forward with our prayer request?
Yes.
Minister Tiffany?
Good morning. I believe I'm supposed to do prayer this morning, Minister Robin. This is Sister Ada.
Go ahead,
can you hear me?
Ada.
Okay. Let us go before the throne. Thank you, Father, for that wonderful, powerful word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and bless you and praise your holy name because you're simply worthy to be praised. And Father God, these are the requests that we want to lift before your throne this morning. We want to lift up Jackie Henderson's daughter, that you will continue to give her wisdom, that you will calm her emotions. Lord, we want to continue to lift up Edward Jr., that you would, for healing and restoration of health. And then, Father God, a prayer request that just came off across my phone is for the Moneka and Scooby, that they're carrying, she's pregnant, and that they're having some challenges with the pregnancy. We just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would be with this couple, Lord, and be with that child, because we know that you are the giver of life, oh God. And then, Lord, I want to lift up each and every caller on this line. You know the things that are on their heart. You know the things that concern them. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would minister to them in a powerful way. We thank you for the TMC family. We thank you for the founders of this call. We ask that you continue to minister to them, to continue to pour into them, make provision for them. And we thank you for our intercession team that prays every day, Lord, that calls out the names of the folks that need something from you, Lord God, whether it's healing, whether it's provision, whether it's housing, whether it's to grow their business, Lord, whatever it is, it's on their hearts, the spoken and unspoken prayers, the ones that were emailed and those that were not, Lord, we ask that you would minister in a powerful way. We thank you, Father God, that you always hear the cries of your people, and we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for our prayer request. Family, let me go ahead and give you the motivational call number. It's immediately following this call. And again, that number for you is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. We also have another call that is going to be this Saturday. And that call is being hosted by our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I want to give you that phone number. And that number is 559-726-1200. It's a call for prayer. The PIN code is 516-848-POUND. The time that we're starting is 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So you want to make sure you get on according to your time zone. Again, it's a call where we're going to have prayer, and the number again is 559-726-1200. 516-848-POUND is the PIN code. Evangelist Gwen Beatty, we love you, victorious woman of God. She has an awesome website that we have been sharing with each one of you, and that is www.fillabottlesavealife.com. Go to her website. She has sown into our lives, and you can be a blessing to her by sowing into her life so that she will continue to purchase nutritional products that are assisting her with the Word of God, that is allowing her and causing her to be victorious and healthy in Christ Jesus. Minister Willa, will you please come forward and give us our benediction?
Father God, we come to you this morning. We are just so thankful that you are a God of another chance, a God of opportunities. We thank and praise you, O God, that before the foundation of the world, you had a plan for us. Now, Lord, as we step out of 2012 and go into 2013, Father, we pray that you will allow us to hearken into the plan, hearken into your voice, the plan that you have for each one of us, Lord, that we will be courageous, that we will be strong, O Lord, that we will not be afraid because we know that you are with us wherever we go. Father, be with your people today. We know that you are with your people today, Father, and whatever we might go through today, let us remember, Lord, that we are strong and very courageous because we know that you are with us wherever we go. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.